everybody, it is me, Shewa. Yes, it is me, Veronica Chanel. You should know my voice by now. I decided to take a quick break just to run this by you. Yes, if you haven't noticed, I do have a marvelous voice. Yes, I know. Thank you. Thank you. But I have decided to do something different starting in the year of 2022. So, what I'm going to be offering is voiceover services. I received tons of compliments throughout the years about my voice. Even though I may not be able to hear what you all hear, but I'll take your word for it. Now, the Lord has blessed me with this voice and He has blessed me with this cuteness, so I cannot disappoint Him any further. I will be offering voiceover services. If you need someone to, you know, do an announcement, commercials, for your podcast, so on and so forth, your live stream, even moderation on Clubhouse. Clubhouse is becoming a thing. It's becoming a thing. You need to kind of contact me. Yes, my website is veronicachanel.com. Now, my company is Veronica Chanel Enterprises, LLC. But Veronica Chanel Productions produces my podcast, and it produces my radio show, The Lady Boss Show, on Soar Radio. So I decided to extend my marvelous voice, darling. Because why? Because she cannot disappoint God and this gift He has given me. So if you need voiceover talent, contact me. The email address is on the website. I could tell you the website. I mean the email address, but instead, I would like for you to check out the website. You'll be quite surprised. My firm is certified as a government contractor on federal, state, and local government. Can we tell God thank you? Oh, yes, sir. So go on over to veronicachanel.com website and listen. Chanel is spelled C as in cat. Yeah, I know. You was going to say S. No. veronicachanel.com. Smooches. Hey, what's up, everybody? It is Friday. Happy August 19th. Guess who have a birthday tomorrow? Me, Shewa. It is my birthday. It is Leo season. I am a proud Leo. Thank you. I am so blessed and thankful to say hello once again to everybody via this platform, Soar Radio, which is an international platform. Thank you to the CEO for allowing me to embrace his platform. And all to all the listeners, I am Veronica Chanel. Who am I? What am I? Oh, I have been dibbling dabbing a lot in the entertainment industry, other than a radio personality and a journalist. I do have Veronica Chanel Media. I have experience managing independent artists. And I have the privilege and the honor to be working with the chairman and the founder of Ty Scott Records, Bishop Leonard Scott. And I do a couple of other things as well. I'm going to bring back trending topics today from Newsbreak, where you can find the articles that I've written to get more information to offer what I'm talking about. You can go to Newsbreak and search Veronica Chanel Media, and you'll find my articles and everything that's going on, everything I have done there. And I think that's pretty much it. I want to do a brief introduction before I say hello, Season Saints. Shout out to all my Season Saints. I pray that you're still yet holding on to the Lord. Of course, we're going to have music flow. I thought about sharing my thoughts, which I may do next week, because the show only comes on once a week on a Friday. I thought about sharing my thoughts of what me and the Lord was discussing, he was opening up to me, but I may just talk about it next week. Today, my spirit says trending topics, trending stories. So we're going to get into the music, then I'll be right back.
Hey, my man, pass me that bag of corn nuts. Thank you, brother. Mm-hmm. My favorite. What's up, everybody? It's your man, Baby Dub. I brought my Mob Life family here with me today. We got a message for you here. I know you go through some tough stuff in your life, you know, and seems hard, unfair, unjust, but I want you to know all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. That's right. Hey, sing.
Everything's working.
All right, everyone, welcome back. Welcome back. So let's get into trending topics, trending stories. I haven't done this in so long, huh? I call myself switching up, changing things so it won't be the same thing all the time. To keep it interesting, to keep you wondering, okay, what is she going to do? Is she going to do the trending topic this week? Is she going to preach a mini sermon? Or are we just going to have music flow? I like to keep things interesting. Yes, there are some times that I have things going on because of life. But one thing the Lord told me something. He said, don't drop this. Don't let this go. So I have to make sure, along with other doors that God is opening for me, have to make sure I greet you all. And so I decided to bring back trending topics this Friday today. I want to talk about some of the piggyback off of the articles that I have written, because I am in the media industry as well, other than entertainment industry. And so I love media. I love writing stories. I love finding a story to write about. I like research and I like to cite my sources. So within my articles, those links will take you to the verifiable sources, because one thing I do not do is publish and release falsified information. I see this. What's the point? What is the point in doing falsified? I mean, like, really? So the first thing I want to talk about, whether you realize it or not, the states, I believe all these states in the United States, have such a major surplus that they're giving out checks. So instead of the federal government doing stimulus checks, they have renamed stimulus to relief rebate in some cases, or gas rebate, depending on what state you're in. And so I'm still waiting to see what North Carolina is going to do, because I did write that, you know, when the North Carolina Congress comes back, if you are in North Carolina, when they come back into session, will they consider the gas rebate check? There's a bill that's out that was introduced back in May. Well, here we are in August going into September, and ain't nobody really talking about it. They wasn't talking about it before they went out, and I'm curious, so I wrote a story about it. A lot of North Carolinians chimed in. You can go on a Newsbreak and search Veronica Shawnell Media. Look for the article that says, will North Carolina Congress approve gas rebate checks when they return? And you can kind of see the comments there. Because believe it or not, in Eastern North Carolina, the gas prices may be decreasing, but the grocery prices are not. Buying clothes, those prices has increased. Different items that you may need, even eating out to restaurants, have gone up. How come the restaurant prices ain't dropped down like it will? I'm just saying. I mean, back in the day, they get you go to Parker's Chicken. This is the South now. You get you a chicken wings and some hush puppies and some tea. Didn't cost you much. Or a combination plate. Didn't cost you much. Now you talking about $10, $11 for one person? Get out of here. Ciao. You might as well go to a grocery store and get something that will last you more than one day. Huh? But then the grocery store prices it up. So it's not just gas prices going down, everybody's okay. No, there's other things that's still there, still hanging there, and it hasn't decreased. The same thing goes to probably more than likely for all these other states within the United States. North Carolina haven't given us no relief rebate. So what's the deal with that? Also, everybody know Biden signs the Inflation Reduction Act into law. What does this mean for you? Well, healthcare is the major topic, the way I see it. I wrote an article on that. A lot of decrease in prescription drugs. Everybody got mixed emotions. People always have mixed emotions in the United States when you take a bill or you take money to help people. But there's never a mixed emotions when you get a tax credit and you rich, already rich, and you want a tax credit. It's never a mixed emotion when you get an accountant to find a loophole so you can do a write-off. And it's never a mixed emotion when people are working more than one job, which they're contributing their tax dollars being snatched from them. You don't even get a chance to see it. And they're contributing to this, to these different buckets that the government has. I want somebody to explain this for me. Why folk don't complain when you snatch them FICA taxes and them darn state taxes? Depending on what state you in. They always complain when you basically stimulus is giving my money back. Oh, I'm very passionate about this. I won't, and anybody can chime in. I don't understand that. Like, for an example, Republicans gonna get pissed. Oh, well, just like when they talk about Democrats, they say, oh, well, Republicans talk about deficit and our children will be paying back for generations to come. If you pass away, your problem is not going to be with what's going on Earth. Your problem is where your soul going to be at for eternity. That's a bigger problem. Number two, how come we don't hear about no deficit when y'all get tax breaks? Somebody break that down for me. That's all I'm going to say. Somebody break that down for me. They don't complain when they... See, well, this is what it is. They don't say... I wrote some articles about stimulus, and some of the comments were, people need to stop asking for a handout. I'm like, a handout? Oh, so basically when they say, give me some of my tax money back, it's a handout. But with them, if you notice, when they do tax credit, it never leaves their pocket in the first place. They just keep it in the bank. Or they go on the golf resort, or they go to little island, or they go to one of their 15 homes while they on resale. I don't understand. Meanwhile, I personally feel, and I know I'm on my soapbox, but I'm bringing trendy topics back. I personally feel when a person have to work more than one job to make ends meet, that's double taxation. In my opinion, I know somebody's going to say, no, it's not. Yes, it is. Because if that one job will pay them enough, you tax them one time. So you got them, instead of them being out in the fields, like in slavery time, you're giving somebody else the majority of their time. They're not home, which you're supposed to work, by the way. You're not supposed to. I don't recommend leaning on this nobody's system, especially the world system. I don't recommend that. You're supposed to work. You're supposed to do legal work. Yeah. It's supposed to be legal because some people call themselves, I got a job, and it's so illegal. And then you wonder why there's a unmarked white band hanging outside your house, and it could be them, you know, them FBI in the eyes. High not watching you. So I'm talking about you want a legal job, right? I'm not against the working, that's not it. But it's something when it's time to help the people that's contributing to the bucket and the economy and the revenue flow, okay? It's something that when it's such a big issue to give it back. And you know, flipping doggone where all that money going to Ukraine. And all the tax credits that hit the top where it used to be because President Biden told us it hit the top first. Why will you have something hitting the top first? And this is the excuse they gave, I heard. Well, we pay out for this and this, and you give charity so you can do a write-off. Uh-huh. That's all it. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Why will you do that? Why will you hit the top and the top is good to go? So when it's flipped, they're like, oh, we're going to be in debt. But you don't never hear that. When they get, I have a problem with that. I'm done with that. Moving on to my next topic. California should be getting... What did I write? Oh, yeah, receiving stimulus check up to over $1,000, depending on how much money you make. It depends on whether you're married or whether you're single. Some people, and this is also go for Delaware. Delaware is supposed to be getting $300 rebate checks. It depends on if you file your taxes. They go on down, they're looking at 2020 and 2021. Most of the people, during the summer season, these two states were releasing checks. Already, but But Delaware, they're going to be giving you further instructions in October as far as what to do if you haven't filed your taxes, how to claim your money. California, same thing. California's mentioned that there are some people that hasn't filed their taxes, and some people may be experiencing a delay in getting it. I noticed that a lot of these states, it takes them time to their Department of Revenue. First of all, their system will automatically identify who would qualify based off your tax returns. That's how I know your income. You're automatically, a lot of times you don't even have to do anything. It's going to automatically be deposited, sent to you. But there are, in some cases, there are some people that didn't file. You may have done an amendment. God knows what may have happened. And, so, and I know about the not filing part. So that it will be a delay. So if you're in those states, there's some more states I'll probably talk about next week. I don't want to be too long because I spend so much time. It's been a while since I've done trending topics. And I voice my opinion as I see fit. Oh, glory to God. That was the nice version. But I got a problem with this. I know somebody will say that's not double taxation. I say it is. Because if why you have them working bare minimum, knowing everything is up, the cost of living, they got to turn around and get something else. That just making you more richer. Then you pulling FICA and state from both. I'm just saying that if you have a business, you can do a write-off. If you're personal, it depends on how many exemptions. And in some cases, they may still have to pay back when they do taxes. I'm looking at this system. I think the whole thing needs to be revised. That's just my opinion. All right, y'all. Remember.
Against your home, the enemy came up against your children, the enemy came up against your name, the enemy came up against your character. You will win, win, you will. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will win. Oh, you will win. Yes, you will. can you win? I came to tell somebody up in here tonight that there is something on the inside of you that's going to help you win in this season, and it's called a champion. You want to open up your mouth and shout, I am a champion. Everything attached to you wins. I said everything attached to you wins. Can you point to your neighbor and tell them, everything attached to you wins. Come on, let's say, tell them, everything attached to you wins. Now just tell them, say, it's your winning season.
It's your winning season.
It's your winning season. You've got God to carry you. You've got God to carry you. That's what he's going to do tonight. Because you can't afford to lose again. You can't afford to lose again. Oh, it's your winning season. Last time, say, everything attached to me wins. This is what I need you to do, because I realize that you can't say you are a winner but look defeated. I need you to get up out of your seat and high five 10 people across this room. Don't just stay at your row, tell them across the room that you will win. Come on, high five 10 people and tell them you will win. You will win. God don't birth failures. God don't call you defeated.